On the Solemnity of the Trinity, we have an opportunity to reflect on God himself and how God's nature and his three persons have an effect on our lives, or who God is, who the creator of the world is, who the one who oversees all things and his providence is, and who the one is that we will be united to forever, God willing, in his mercy, matters for our lives and informs all of creation and all of human life. Jesus reveals the Trinity in today's gospel. He requests and indeed commands that those who would believe in him should be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we remember that belief in the Trinity is a specifically Christian belief. That God is love is a specifically Christian belief. That is our distinguishing mark. And Jesus reveals the Trinity and who God is in himself. If we read the Gospels and reflect on them, we see that the Father is eternal, and he gives everything that he is, all of his being, to the Son. And the Son eternally receives everything perfectly in vulnerability that the Father gives and is so eternally begotten. And then the Son gives all of that love back, everything the Son himself is in his being, to the Father. And in that divine exchange of love, the Holy Spirit eternally proceeds. So we have the simple truth, but the very deep truth that God, in his deepest part, his essence, is love itself. And that love is not just a feeling, not some romantic notion, but it is self-gift, it is self-sacrifice, it is willing the highest good of another. Not only does Jesus reveal who God is, God's nature, but he also reveals man to himself. Jesus comes to teach us who we are and who we are called to be. He shows us that divine love, charity, is perfective of the human person. Love completes us. Love heals us. Love transforms us. Love divinizes us, turning us into other Christs. And love makes us more fully who we are meant to be. Charity is the flourishing of the human person. Indeed, we were created by pure love itself. We are called to live in that love, and through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and indeed the entire Trinity that comes through the sacraments, to have that love pure and whole, the Godhead dwell in us, and lead us to rest in that Trinity of persons for all eternity. So we are made by love, called to love, and made for love forever. That means we are called to relationship. We are called to be with the other, with a capital O, with God. And from that primary relationship, which is three relationships with three divine persons, proceeds our other relationships. If we have a healthy relationship with God, if we love him truly, if we obey his commandments, if we talk to him, which is needed for any relationship to flourish, communication, if we have a prayer life, a substantial one, and we give ourselves to God, he will bless our other relationships. In fact, our relationship with God is the primary one, and all our other relationships flow from it. So if there is a disorder in our relationship with God, there will be a roadblock, a stumbling block in our relationships with other people. That's why we focus on him first, and we focus on being vulnerable with the Lord, because pure love is never rough, it is never hurtful, it is always gentle and tender, and we know that when we open our hearts, we open our hearts in truth to God, acknowledging our weakness and humility, acknowledging where we need help, He will come to us, come to our aid, and raise us up. And we rejoice in that. But that's needed for relationship. Communication is needed, but also vulnerability. The openness of acknowledging the truth about ourselves and sharing that truth with God. And in that, we discover who we are and we grow. And our other relationships are strengthened and we become who we are meant to be. We can see touches of the Trinity all around us, especially in the human person who is called to relationship constantly on earth. We are not born as individuals, we are born as members of a family, with a father and a mother that are necessary to create human life. We grow up in that family, we attend school in a community, we work in a community, we live in a community, and we are called to the community of the church here on earth and in heaven. We will be with others and for others and called to love others from the moment we are born until, well, until the end of the age, as Jesus says in the gospel. And we are reminded by St. John that if we are to love the God who we can't see, we must love our brothers and sisters who we can see, because that is a manifestation of the love of God. So we place ourselves before the Almighty and Majestic Trinity and ask that tender God to infuse love through the Eucharist today in our hearts, especially those places of our hearts that need a touch of it the most, any places that are hardened, any places we are afraid to be vulnerable with the Lord, any places that are wounded by others. We invite Him in to heal us and perfect us with His love. And we thank the Lord, especially on this day. We welcome Nola Michelle into the church. She has heard the voice of the only begotten Son of God. She has heard the word of the Father, and the Holy Spirit has led her in following that word to the Catholic Church. And she is called today to receive the Blessed Sacrament for the first time in confirmation. In confirmation, the Holy Spirit that she possesses from baptism will be unleashed further, giving her greater gifts of the Holy Spirit to grow in holiness and also to minister to others. And in the Eucharist, Jesus, very tenderly and in His vulnerability, will give Himself to her for the first time. He is pure love, and Nola and the rest of us will receive pure love from this table. So we rejoice, we open our hearts, we ask the Lord to take away any roadblocks, that we might be transformed by the Trinity, by love itself, to be selfless and self-giving, that our joy might be complete in that love, and that our joy might be strengthened and nourished today in the gift of the Blessed Sacrament as our Lord comes to us to give us His body, blood, soul, and divinity for our healing and well-being.